so meaty.
Welcome to the 5-Minute B2B Marketing Podcast with Dustin D. Torres, a program dedicated to helping you grow your B2B company online. We discuss exactly what you need to get more customers using the internet to increase your rankings online and be seen as a leader in your industry. We'll discuss all of this and more on this upcoming podcast.
Hey, this is Dustin with the Detours Group, and welcome to the 5-Minute B2B Marketing Podcast. In this interesting time we're living in right now with COVID-19 and the possible threat of recession come down the pipeline, B2B businesses are wondering what to cut on the marketing front. So what are some of the first things that we see them to cut? And it seems to always be SEO. Why is that? In my opinion, it's because most clients just don't understand the value or true ROI of SEO. And so in this podcast, I'll walk you through some of the top reasons to keep SEO for your B2B company in a down economy. Number one, you know, SEO is a long-term investment that will pay off after the economy gets better. Anything that you do now is going to be an SEO annuity for the future. So the more strategic SEO you do now, the more traffic, the more leads, and the less reliance on paid media that you'll have for the future. First thing you should do is figure out who your ideal client is. If you haven't already done that, really figure it out and answer all of their questions. One of my, through SEO, one of my favorite books of all time on the SEO space is Marcus Sheridan's They Ask, You Answer. It's not really an SEO book actually, but it's more just teaches you how to answer your main ideal persona's questions on your website, which do in 2020 translate to an SEO optimization tactic. There was a study done by HubSpot a couple years ago that showed there was a high correlation between pages indexed and more leads. So the more content you put out there, obviously there's going to be more leads, especially if you know what you're doing. Going back through old blog posts and optimizing those, that's been shown to do pretty well on the SEO front. Find and fix technical issues, that's something you can do from an SEO perspective. And then get on video or start that podcast that you've been wanting to do during the down economic times. You know, I've learned that established companies frequently use down cycles as a chance to focus on attention inward and analyze themselves. So if you're a smaller company, you could take some ideas from what the larger companies do. Number two, your competition's probably stopped doing SEO. There's a really high likelihood from an SEO standpoint that your competition has stopped doing SEO, especially in the B2B space in a down economy. So first you need to know who your organic competition is. And we use tools like SEMrush and Ahrefs, that's Ahrefs.com. They're paid tools, but they give you really amazing insight as to who your main competition is on the SEO front. And from there, you can get a good idea as to what they're currently doing and do it better on your end. Google doesn't stop their algorithm updates either. So I've seen over the past few weeks, today's April the 1st, happy April Fools. I've seen over the past couple weeks, there's been a lot of volatility with Google algorithm updates. So Google's not stopping just because we have some COVID-19 floating around the world. So they're gonna continuously be looking at your website and figuring out, are you the best choice for the searcher? So if you're continuously giving Google all the right signals consistently that you are the best search result for the searcher, then you're going to have a leg up against your competition. The other point, number three, is everybody is online right now. I saw a recent study by AT&T showing that their website traffic or internet traffic is up 31% compared to last month. So around March this time last month, we're up 31%. Everybody's sitting at home, twiddling their thumbs, locked in their closet, trying to get away from their kids, on the internet, doing research. And you want to make sure that you're giving those people, your potential buyers, all the right content that's attractive to them while they're sitting at home on the internet. So you should really do a content audit to look and see what type of content you have on your website that represents all different parts of the buying cycle. Make sure you have ebooks, make sure you have blog posts, make sure you have imagery all throughout your website, talking about your product and helping them as well, answering their questions along the way. This is another point in time when you should look at your competition to see what they're doing and how they're educating the potential buyers in the same space on their website. And for the last point, make sure that the keywords and the content and the topics you're going after on the SEO side of things are full of volume. So do some research on Ahrefs and SEMrush to figure out what types of topics are my buyers searching for online that actually have monthly search volume or high monthly search volume. You can use this downtime to really figure out the wheelhouse here. So a lot of times you'll see low monthly search volume for a set of keywords, you'll see a high monthly search volume for keywords, and a lot of times obviously the higher ones have really high competition levels, so it would take you a lot longer to rank for those keywords. Now, you can do the research using Ahrefs and SEMrush and a set of other tools to kind of find that happy medium where there, maybe your competition is not going after these keywords. Maybe there's a medium amount of monthly search volume with a lower competition. I would focus there, especially in a down economy, because you'll start seeing more results better and faster. Thank you so much for listening to the 5-Minute B2B Marketing Podcast. My name's Dustin, and for the show notes, feel free to visit detorisgroup.com.
Thanks for joining us on the 5-Minute B2B Marketing Podcast. Implementing just one of the things you heard today will help your B2B business move one step closer to dominating your market. Are you looking for resources? Check us out online at detorresgroup.com.